am right now. Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yeah.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
I guess you heard I was pedal to the metal on a downhill slide. Girl, you know those rumors get to flying in a town this size. And no, I didn't feel a thing when you threw that ring and slammed the door. If you want to know the truth, you gotta go straight to the source. Ask any old bar stool in this town. Ask my newfound party crowd. Sure, I take more Jack in my coat now. A little more high in my smoke now. Sure, I stay till they're all long gone. And I take a long way home. But I ain't sitting around trying to drown a thought of you. Ask any old bar stool. I can finally stretch out in a king size bed if I make it that far. Filling in all these blanks you lived in all at home. No, I ain't wondering.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Pennsylvania for a town hall event. Former President Trump today campaigning in Georgia. And Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, speaking out in an interview with the New York Times. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff and retired General John Kelly with a blistering rebuke of the Republican nominee for president, calling him a fascist with no concept for the rule of law or the Constitution. He says he made the decision to speak out now after Trump talked about using the military against what he called the enemy within. In a statement the Trump campaign writing, John Kelly has totally beclowned himself, calling the stories fabricated.
Existing home sales fell by 1% in September and now on track for the worst year since 1995 for a second straight year. Higher mortgage rates and low inventory sidelining many potential home buyers. And severe heat holding its grip across states in the West, and temperatures feel like summer along the East Coast. This is ABC News. A great loss for the Los Angeles Dodgers as they get ready to play in the World Series. Legendary pitcher Fernando Valenzuela has died.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter.
It was the call of an iconic night by broadcasting great Vin Scully. Fernando Valenzuela was the Dodgers in the 1980s. The first to win a Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year in the same season in 1981. He would later go on to other teams, but he remained a Dodger at heart. Earlier this month, Valenzuela was admitted to a hospital with an unspecified illness. Valenzuela died Tuesday at the age of 63. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Walmart is promising to deliver prescriptions in just 30 minutes, and they'll drop off your groceries at the same time. That service is available in six states with plans to reach most of the country by next year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. A proposed Waukesha County sales tax has been put on hold. Ted Allen has an update.
Waukesha County is one of four counties in Wisconsin that doesn't currently have a sales tax. County Executive Paul Farrow said in a Tuesday statement that he postponed the measure to allow for more public input and to inform residents on the county's financial challenges. The 0.5% county sales tax would be added to the existing 5% state sales tax. Opponents say that would overtax Waukesha County residents.
A drunk driver nearly crashed into the vice president's motorcade in Milwaukee on Monday night. Milwaukee County deputies say the drunk driver was headed west on the eastbound side of I-94. Nobody was injured in the incident. A deputy pulled the driver over after the motorcade passed by and arrested a 55-year-old man on suspicion of drunk driving. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Adams Super Service, your partners at Network Car Care Center, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Chippewa Valley Technical College Board has approved the tax levy for 2024-2025. The board approved keeping the tax rate at 66 cents per $1,000 of valuation. That means a person with a $150,000 home will pay $99 in property taxes for the year to support the technical college. While the tax rate stayed the same, the tax levy was increased by just over $2 million for the year. CVTC says new construction in the district increased by 1.69%, while property values increased by 8.12% over the last year. That levy will be certified on November 1st. The ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties will be applying for a transportation grant to provide transportation services to seniors and individuals with disabilities in Buffalo and Pepin counties. The grant is from the Specialized Transportation Assistance Program for counties. A public hearing on the proposal will be October 29th from 11 to noon at the Mondovi Public Library and from 1 to 2 at Riverside Grill in Durand. A pair of roommates in Chippewa Falls are both facing charges after police say they fought each other with gas and a machete. Robert Leibert is accused of pouring gasoline on Matthew Blake earlier this month at their home in Chippewa Falls. Police say Blake then hit Leibert with a 15-inch machete to stop him from lighting the house on fire. Police say Leibert's also accused of throwing a woman and a baby across the room. Leibert had to be flown to the hospital in Minnesota because of his machete wounds. Both are now facing charges in Chippewa County courts. A man from Rice Lake is being federally charged in connection with a sex trafficking case connected to the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. James Jacobson and two others are accused of recruiting and paying men to perform sex acts for the former CEO, Mike Jeffries, who was also arrested on criminal charges. Prosecutors say Jacobson made the victims believe the sex acts would help them in their careers. He's now facing between 15 years and life in prison if convicted. Before you go out to drop a bunch of money on Halloween, make sure you're not breaking the budget. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says everything's more expensive this year, from candy to costumes. Consider thrifting your outfit this year at a secondhand store and see if you don't have something in the house that can work for your party. Schiller says you may also need to hold back a little on the candy this year because that's seen the same price increases as other food items. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
With colder weather on the way, energy assistance is now available from the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. The Buffalo County Human Services Department says the program is to help prevent disconnection of utilities or to help get utilities reconnected before the winter sets in. There are income guidelines, and for more information, contact either the Buffalo, Pepin, Pierce, or Dunn County Human Services Departments. Eau Claire County is looking to mow its parks a lot less. Park managers say they're considering a plan to turn more green spaces in the county park system into pollination zones. Park manager Steve Plaza says county crews spent a lot of time mowing parks, bike paths, and boulevards. He says the county can save both time and money by mowing less. Plaza said allowing more parks to grow wild will be a win-win. He said it would save the county money and give birds, bees, bugs, and other wildlife a chance to thrive in a new habitat. It cost at least 6 figures to fire UW La Crosse's former chancellor. The Foundation for Independent Rights and Expression, who defended former Chancellor Joe Gao, says an invoice shows the university spent at least $130,000 to remove Gao as a professor. Fire says spending even $1 would have been too much. University regents voted earlier this month to fire Gao as a professor after his porn career came to light last year. Wisconsin's election managers say that so many people turned out to vote yesterday that their system developed a lag. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said there were problems with the online My Vote system. Some clerks in some communities had to keep a tally of voters by hand until the system was back up to full speed. Election Commission managers say the lag was caused by an overwhelming number of people who turned out to vote early. The commission also says it fixed the problem with My Vote's lags and says voters' ballots should be counted and accounted for. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
During a September hunting trip in Siren, Owen Bierman shot a black bear, which ran off into the woods but returned to attack his father. Owen then shot and killed the bear with his rifle. His father received several stitches for wounds and bite marks from the bear. Over the weekend, the Burnett County Sheriff's Department presented Owen with their Hero Award for his calm, swift action, stating most people would have froze or panicked in such a situation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 47 degrees.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks tip off their season in Philadelphia against the 76ers tonight, but they're expected to be without forward Chris Middleton. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Asked Tuesday if Middleton would play tonight, head coach Doc Rivers said,
"No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow."
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
Rivers was asked if Middleton suffered any kind of a setback.
"No, there's no setbacks, and I would say if this was a playoff game, he'd probably be playing, or close to it."
So it's more of a day-to-day.
Yeah, for sure.
Sixers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George in the opener tonight as well. 6:30, the tip time on ESPN. The Celtics opened the season last night with a 132-109 victory over the Knicks. Boston tied an NBA record with 29 threes in a season opener. Jason Tatum had 37 points and 10 assists in the win. Lakers also opened with a 110-103 victory over Minnesota. Anthony Davis with 36 points and 16 rebounds in the Laker victory. Packers resumed practice after an off day yesterday. They will kick off week 8 with a noon game at Jacksonville on Sunday. Packers off to a 5-2 start, but safety Xavier McKinney knows they've got a lot of work to do.
"I was going to be fine with however the outcome was. Obviously, we was going to figure out if it was a loss, which it wasn't, but we was going to figure out how we can, you know, find ways to improve. But even still with the win, we still got a lot of stuff to improve on. So, you know, for me, that's always going to be the motto, is trying to figure out how to get one step better."
The Saints are locking up running back Alvin Kamara, signing him to a 2-year extension worth $24.5 million. Kamara had rushed for 438 yards and 6 touchdowns this season to go along with 34 catches, 252 yards, and another score. Football Badgers continue to gear up for their Saturday night matchup against third-ranked Penn State at Camp Randall. And in women's volleyball, Marquette sweeping UW-Milwaukee in 3 sets at the Al McGuire Center last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wolf, brimming with confidence. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Race fans, get ready. It's your chance to win the ultimate fan experience at the Chicago Street Race. Here's what's included. 2 reserve seat tickets with food and drinks, VIP passes for exclusive pre-race and tour access, and once-in-a-lifetime photo op with the Cup Series winner in Mobile One Victory Lane. You can enter once a day from now through December 6th at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes. One lucky winner will be drawn on December 9th. Prize value is over $2,300. Don't miss out. Register now at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Paul Wolf has been here before. In 2022, the Team Penske crew chief on the number 22 Ford guided Joey Logano to his second NASCAR Cup Series title. Now settled into the championship four once again, thanks to their victory Sunday at Las Vegas, Wolf is already confidently working on his game plan for Phoenix Raceway.
Ultimately, now we're back in the spot that we're comfortable with. When the pressure's on, we enjoy this and we handle it well. I'm excited. I got out the playbook from 2 years ago when we went through this, and now we're going to even refine that a little bit more, and we're going to give it our all, and there's no reason to think we can't go to Phoenix and win another race and championship.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Well-rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I'm going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control. Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So, while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
Some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
51 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 13 to 2048, December up 8 to 2052, January up 13 to 2029, February milk up 5 at 1983. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down a quarter to 190 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks up three to 192. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down two and a quarter to 265 and a half. No trades. Grading on fat dry milk steady at 136. 11 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower. The markets had started higher as box beef prices were higher, and the trade thought there'd be higher consumer demand. But then the Dow Jones Industrial Average went lower, and the livestock contracts, including live and feeder cattle markets, all moved mostly lower. The markets watching the stock markets, and also the trade may not believe that the market has enough to get beyond current resistance levels. Feeder cattle, again, also moving higher. Now, hog markets, while they were at least affected by the external equity pressures, did move back higher. The strength behind the lean hog rally is robust, and the higher pork cutout values don't hurt either. October live cattle down 45 cents to 187.60. December down 50 cents to 187.62. February down 40 cents to 188.42. October feeder cattle down a dollar to 248.42. November down $1.70 to 247.22. January down 212 to 243.92. December hogs up 97 cents to 80.10. February up 55 cents to 83.35. April up 30 cents to 86.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are higher. Soybeans also moving higher. Wheat higher. Now some good export sales. Another 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown destinations today, helping to support the markets. Soybeans moving higher as another 130,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China and 259,000 metric tons sold to unknown destinations. And so that is helping to support the markets. Basis has also stabilized as harvest pressure is easing. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher, getting some strength really from the rest of the grain complex. Also, warm and dry weather should return for the balance of the week. Wetter weather, though, is expected next week. Now, weekly export sales are expected to be in the 200,000 to 350,000 metric ton range. December corn up 3 to 419 and a half. March up 3 and 3 quarters to 433. May up 4 to 440 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 up 2 to 443 and 3 quarters. November beans up 7 and a quarter to 999. January up 6 and a quarter to 1006 and 3 quarters. March up 5 and a half to 1018. New crop 25 up 2 and 3 quarters to 1038 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 5 and a quarter to 581 and a quarter. March up 4 and a quarter to 6 and 1 half. Minneapolis wheat, December up 2.5 to 619. March up 1 and 3 quarters to 639 and 3 quarters. Energy markets today, December crude oil down $1.09 to 70.65. January down $1.05 to 70.26. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down 4 cents. November at 203, December at 199. Join Chip Flurry for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Is there a possible expansion ahead for the U.S. dairy industry? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Is there growth potential ahead for U.S. dairy? Well, it's possible. Sean Hackett of Hackett Financial Advisors talks about the biggest factor influencing the U.S. dairy industry.
Well, there's two factors going on. We have this wide-spreading avian flu that's now expanded into California, and we've had buyers get very fearful about future.